the wife said, and I heard it, that was a beautiful word. The word is that Pasuk says that when they donated to the Mishkan, the Pasuk says that Hashem told everybody who wants to bring, or the Divlei, whoever wants to bring, to bring the stuff to the Mishkan. So it says that when Moshe Rabbeinu, when they brought all the stuff to the Mishkan, so it says in the passage that right before we read, it says that the Malach HaHoyse Tayyam, the Chalam Malach HaLachse Oyse V'Hoyse, the Malach, the people came forth with such benevolence, and was so much, and there was so much that there was plenty of materials. There was enough. There was even more. There was even more. The Hoyse was even extra. So the shaila is, what happened to all the extra stuff? Like that they didn't need, because it was dayan. There was, what happened to all the people that wanted to give, but then ended up they wanted to give and they had the rush to give and they had to give a slave. But Tzoyim Shel Dover didn't end up in the Mishkan. Because, see, Tzoyim Shel Dover, the mice, they had too much. And even people who wanted to bring, the mice, at the end of the day, it wasn't necessary, the extra stuff. So what happened to all those Ritzoynes and the Machshavas and all the desires that everyone wanted to give? What happened to that stuff? To all those desires. So if this was Eisen, he's a rabbi here in Tzfat, he told me, he said, oh, B'Shem, told me, oh, B'Shem, B'Shem, the Meir Shapira, the one who started Daf Yomi, the Shiva Chachmei Lublin. He said, oh, that all that stuff, all those Ritzoynes, all those desires, all those wishings that they should, you know, to give that stuff to the Mishkan, when all those machshavas became, didn't go for waste. It became the avir of the chatzah. Even the chatzah of the Beis Hamikdash was avir, was space. That space was filled with chatzah of the Mishkan. The chatzah of the Mishkan was just space, but that space was filled one of the times it had kedusha. Because that space was filled with desires and ritzoinos. And the machshavas of all the good machshavas to donate. Even though B'Shem Shodova, the stuff was not used, the physical stuff wasn't used, but the spiritual ratzon to donate created the avir, the space, the airspace of the chotzer of the Mishkan, and that had kedushas makom on it. That kedusha was created by the ratzon, the tremendous ratzon to donate towards the Beis Hamikdash. Maybe we could just add a little knesh to it, that since the Ikari, again, the holy soil of the Mishkan was the Diva slave, giving the heart. So at the end of the day, everything belongs to Hashem. So really, in essence, the building of the Beis HaMikdash was only the lev, the heart of Klal Yisrael that joined together to give. So by giving that, what they really gave was the Diva slave, they really just gave their heart to Hashem. There was no really giving because everything really belongs to Hashem. So what they did give, they gave them was the divlei, literally, they gave their hearts. And since that was really actual, every part of the Mishnah was filled with that divlei, so it makes sense that even the avir, the space of the Beis HaMikdash was filled with that same diva slave, they gave their hearts. That, those hearts was created with airspace, even though the physical thing ended up being in the Beis HaMikdash. For those people who gave it, it was the extra, but the spiritual and the tremendous desire to give, that ended up in the Beis HaMikdash, the airspace, that Medina slave. And this is a lesson, a tremendous lesson for all of us that, as the Gemara tells us in Brachas, Chish of Lach is mitzvah, v'layosay. The person wanted to do a mitzvah, he wasn't able to do it. At the end it was honest, for some reason it didn't come out. It's natural as a mitzvah. and every desire, every one of the blessed Hashem, sometimes doesn't come to fruition, but a real, honest thought, with Rabbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, creates tremendous spiritual krokoichos, creates kedusha in the world. Everybody's rutzen to do kedusha, even if they don't actually end up doing it, but that rutzen doesn't go wasted. It always is, Hashem brings it into the world. If he does have a rutzen to do something, and if somehow he stopped, that rutzen created a kedusha, and that kedusha permeates the air. And that's why many people today that the Zohar can be learning Torah, they don't realize that, who knows, it could be their great-grandparents who weren't Zohar, whatever happened, they weren't Zohar to do it. You know, they never could maybe were wiped out in the Holocaust, or who knows what, but at the end of the day, all their ruts to do ruts in Hashem, all their avodah, and all the tears, and everything that went into that, they should have Erech with grandchildren, Erech, and rather it wasn't gone to waste, those machshavas and those desires all got caught in the Avir, and that Kedusha for Avir passed on to the children and grandchildren. It's something to learn always, that we never know, just having that Ratzon Tov, just really having the will, the true will, to go to God's Ratzon, God's Ratzon, helps to change the airspace, helps to create a Kedusha Samakoy, and helps to and give over to the future generations the Erechad of Yiddishkeit, Yizrach of Eid Hashem, which always to have that desire to do us in Hashem, and Hashem should see that and be Bracha Vatzlocha, Achayinu B'nai Yisrael. Have a good Shabbat.